This program is made possible by the giving of the God Called Partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and today I'm not seated in my normal location in the studio because today I've got a group. I've got Joel Renner. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you, Dad.
We've got Paul Renner.
Hi, everybody.
And we've got the Denise Renner.
Hello, everybody.
And in front of us, we have a turkey.
Yes.
And the reason we have a turkey is because this week is
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. And as I do every year, I want to ask you to guess, how many pounds do you think is that turkey? Now, please go online. Every year, people really get involved in guessing how big is the turkey. And in Russia, we have monster turkeys. This is a very big turkey. So let's have fun and see if you can guess how big is the turkey. But this week, we're going to celebrate Thanksgiving with you. Philip is not here because he's doing his ministry in the United States. And by the way, you should support his ministry. His ministry is fabulous. But we are here with Joel, and we're here with Paul and Denise and me, and we're glad to be together. And I want to read Psalm chapter 9, verse 1 that says, I will give thanks unto the Lord with all my heart. And that is what we're going to do every single day this week. And the end of the verse says, I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. Well, my goodness, there's so many wonderful things the Lord has done since last Thanksgiving. So this week, we're going to be sharing what we're thankful for. And I want you to be thinking about what you're thankful for. During this week of Thanksgiving, don't let it just be about eating food. Really make it a week of Thanksgiving. Every day, wake up and say, all right, Lord, today I'm thankful for this. You might even make a list of the things that you're thankful for. But Denise, we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we?
Oh, we have so much to be thankful for.
I'm thankful for you.
I'm thankful for you, Rick.
And Paul, we're going to begin with you. Tell us what you are especially thankful for that has happened in the last year.
Last year has been very eventful. A lot of personal things. A lot of wonderful things in church. And I am thankful.
And what church are you talking about?
The Moscow Good News Church.
And it just so happens that you're the senior pastor. Is that correct?
Well, I think the Moscow Good News Church is the best church in the world. And I really like going to church. And I'm grateful to be the pastor. I really think it's a privilege to serve people and to serve the Lord. And I enjoy doing it. Now, unfortunately, I don't think very many pastors say it often enough. It's a joy, and it's something that we should be grateful for, to serve people. And I really do enjoy it.
Well, I want to say that I enjoy sitting on the front row with your mother and watching you lead the church.
Well, thank you for being on the front row. And that's a special situation because it doesn't happen all the time where the previous pastor or the founding pastor is still in church. It's wonderful. It adds so much to every service.
Well, we are really in the church.
Yes.
And I just have to say, last Sunday when you were preaching, I enjoyed every single moment. First of all, the message was good, and I enjoyed the fact that you were enjoying it.
I enjoyed it a lot. And then I enjoyed youth service where I preached, and that's what I'm going to be preaching about this coming Sunday, is what I preached in youth last Sunday. So it's going to all work together. Well, I'm grateful to be in the will of God. That's the first thing on my list. I'm really grateful to be in the will of God because when you're in the will of God, you have the protection you need, you have the grace you need. It's just all there.
Does that mean there's no bumps?
Being in the will of God doesn't mean you don't have problems. It means you have the grace to deal with all the bumps and the problems and the adventure and so on. I like to call them adventures because I kind of prefer to look at life as an adventure. It's more fun for me that way. But I enjoy it, and I'm glad and I'm grateful to be in the will of God, and I feel like I'm in the will of God. I can know it, but I experience it. And so I'm very, very grateful for that. And me being in that place provides a sense of peace and protection for my family that is just absolutely necessary right now. And so I'm very grateful for that. Along with that, I'm grateful for the anointing. In recent conversations, it's been hard to say the right thing. Sometimes you just don't know what the right answer is. But if you have the anointing, it's like the anointing is more important than saying things the perfect way. I'm grateful for the anointing that comes when you need it. It comes during the message. It comes during worship. It comes during times of personal prayer. It comes in conversations when you just need the Lord to be there next to you. I'm really, really grateful that I can experience the anointing of God. And I think it's something to long after. It's something to seek. And it's something I'm growing to value more and more. It's important to me. In Psalms 31:1, it says, "In thee, O Lord, I do put my trust." And it's one thing for me to say, "In thee, O Lord, I put my trust." But it's another thing for your children to say, "In thee, O Lord, I put my trust." And right now, as my children are growing, two of them are no longer living with me and Polina in our house. It's a whole new experience this year. Kids leaving the home. Oh my gosh, I'm going to cry. Kids leaving the house. It's a whole new experience. So them making the decision to trust in the Lord is a wonderful thing. And I'm happy to see that in them as they're making that decision. So that's a lot to say. I'm grateful for my wife, Polina. She's the best. Thank you, Polina. And I'm grateful for all of you, because life would be much more difficult without family and without friends, without people you can trust. And of course, everyone that we get to partner with and that partners with us, thank you so much. What we do would be impossible without you. So I'm grateful to you. Thank you.
Joel, how about you?
I'm thinking about our family and how, because our family's getting bigger and bigger, and over the years, it just seems like it's harder and harder to get together.
We were even talking before we filmed how much fun it would be to bring everybody.
Oh, yes.
But it'd be hard to film everybody because the family's gotten so big.
That's what I was thinking about, how grateful I am to be with my family. And truly, maybe you understand this, whenever your family gets together, it is a celebration just to be together. And to do it on Thanksgiving, I think, is even all the more wonderful. But our family, we celebrate Thanksgiving. We really do. You know, we live in Russia. And in Russia, Thanksgiving is not a thing.
It's not a holiday. It's just a work day.
It is. And it is an extremely special holiday to our family. And I think it should be celebrated. There should be a day in all the world where we take time to say thank you.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
When you guys first got married and your wives begin to come to our Renner Thanksgiving dinner, they were always like, "What is Thanksgiving?" They had never heard of Thanksgiving, because it's an American holiday. The rest of the world doesn't celebrate it. And just the other day, Olya said, "You know, I've been celebrating Thanksgiving all these years. I really have come to like it."
Oh, absolutely. And you cook the turkey every year, and Mom makes the salads and the dressing, and Paul gets out his electric knife, and he cuts the turkey.
Okay, there's a story. There's a story here. This is a big one. So Grandpa.
My dad.
Yes. He had one of those electric knives. It goes zzz, two blades. And I don't know how it happened, but somehow I was delegated the privilege of carving the turkey. And so I've been carving the turkey for several years now. And I kind of like doing it and serving, you know, knowing who likes what meat. And so recently, Joel's a funny guy. He doesn't show it all the time, but he's got some humor. So Joel, was it my birthday or was it Christmas?
Paul, it's even worse than that. I had your Christmas gift package for 2 years, but I kept forgetting to give it to you. So I gave it to you, your Christmas gift on your birthday.
Okay, so he gave me a double late Christmas gift on my birthday, which makes it triple late, but that's okay. And he gave me one of these electric knives that you can use. And so this year on Thanksgiving, we get to use the knife.
You're gonna be like my dad.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna get an extension cord.
Yes.
And I'm gonna make some noise.
All right, Joel, what else are you thankful for?
Well, I'm definitely thankful our family can be together and we're gonna celebrate Thanksgiving. That is something that everyone should be grateful for, that we get to take time to show thanks to one another and to the Lord. Absolutely. But there's been also a lot of personal things in our life, me and my wife's life. We've been working on a project for her to become a U.S. citizen for over 3 years, and this year she got it, and I'm so grateful for that. And we think it's just the most wonderful thing. So there's just a few things that we're grateful for.
Well, that's a lot. That's Denise, a lot. How about you?
Well, I have to say that when you said, what are you thankful for? The first thing that came to my mind was my salvation. Mm. I am so thankful that I'm in Christ, that I know Him, that I can hear Him, that He directs me, that like Paul was saying, that, you know, when you come to these places where you absolutely don't know what to do and or what to say, and you can just turn to the one who knows everything, and He's on the inside of you, and I pray in tongues, and I pray in tongues, and I pray in tongues, and the Holy Spirit, He just gives me so much peace, and I'm just so thankful for that. That's equipment for life. So I'm really thankful for that, for Him in my life. I am thankful for my wonderful husband. I'm so thankful for you, Rick.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You are such a gift to me, and I'm so grateful that God put us together 44 years ago.
That's right. We just celebrated our anniversary.
We did, 44. So the next was going to be 45.
Thank you for making sure I understood that.
Yes, with the arithmetic. I know. It's very important. And very thankful for my boys. Oh, my goodness. You know, it is amazing. The Bible says that, when you're like, because when I was a young mother, I just said, those are the reward of my womb, because that's what the Bible says. And I always looked at the boys like they are my reward. Well, through all these years, I see what an amazing reward that every one of them are. And their wives, oh, they have amazing wives. And our grandchildren, well, if you have grandchildren, you know how you feel about them. You just love them so very much. And they're awesome, and they're all doing amazing things. And we have 8 of them, and I'm just so grateful for every one of them. I'm also grateful that God has entrusted me to lead others, women especially, knowing about their marriage, having wisdom about their home. I'm grateful that He trusted me, Rick, with that ministry.
Well, and you told me yesterday that in Russia you now have 100,000 subscribers.
Yes, I do.
That's wonderful news.
Thank you. And I'm grateful for all the fruit that God has brought forth from this ministry. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. I am grateful to be sitting here. I am grateful to be in health. I'm just so grateful.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I'm grateful for my salvation. I'm grateful that I was called to the ministry. I'm grateful and thankful that I was filled with the Holy Spirit in 1974. I'm thankful that we have a family who loves the Lord, that we all serve together, even though Philip is not here, he's serving. We're so proud of what he's doing. And when I look at our lives and when I look at our family, how can I be anything but thankful? Look what Paul's doing, leading the Moscow church. And Paul, you're not just leading the Moscow church, but you're interfacing with so many leaders and governmental leaders. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of you. And Joel, you're leading Renner Ministries. I mean, you're really leading the whole ministry. You're the CEO. Of course, it's our ministry, but it's a family ministry. But you're really the one that's hands-on. I'm very grateful to you.
Thank you.
Thankful for the sacrifices that your family regularly makes. Thankful to you, Denise, for your support. And I'm thankful for what you do. And I'm thankful for your new TV program.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
I watched it yesterday. It is really, really good.
Thank you, Rick.
I'm thankful that this year our health has been strong. You know, at the beginning of this year, I received a prophetic word that said, this is war batten down the hatches. And in a lot of respects, ministries have faced difficult times. Nations have faced difficult times. And it really has been a year to batten down the hatches. And I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit gave me that word. And I'm thankful that the end of the word says, because we have the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus, the authority of Jesus' name, we're going to sail through the year to victory. I believe that.
Amen.
You know, the Bible tells us in James chapter 3 that the tongue is like a rudder, and you need to set your tongue in the right direction. If you speak negativism, you're going to go to a bad place. Your tongue will determine where you go. And the Lord said, we're going to sail through this season to victory. And in fact, he said he is the one who sits in the heavens and he laughs when it looks like the enemy mm-hmm. is getting the advantage because he is a man of war and he knows how to win. I'm thankful the Lord gave me that word. I really am. I am thankful that this year the Lord enabled me to publish 5 new books.
That's right.
5 new books in a year. You know, that's a lot of writing in a year. And I'm thankful that I just finished my next book, which is going to be published at the first of this coming year. It's a book called Everything You Need to Know About Healing, my very first book on healing. And I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful for what I have learned about healing and never thought about before. As I've written this book, I'm really thankful for that. I'm thankful for every person that has been reached. For example, this year, we know that between our American ministry and our Russian-based ministry, more than 10,000 people have received Christ since last November.
Wow.
10,000. And that doesn't even include people that have reached out for the baptism in the Holy Spirit or to rededicate their lives. Guys, that's a lot of people.
Well, the Bible says that heaven rejoices over one.
That's right.
And so I'm glad we were able to give a lot of rejoicing in heaven.
I'm grateful for our partners. As Paul said, we would not be able to do what we are doing without you. Well, we really mean that. We're not trite when we say that. That's not just a phrase. We really are connected to you, and you are connected to us. And by working together, we're able to do something. You put the fuel in the tank, we do the work. And I'm so grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for our team. For example, right now, you might be looking at us, but there's a whole team working behind the cameras making this happen. I'm grateful for every mm-hmm. single person who works in our ministry. Everyone is so very, very important. I am thankful that this year the Lord enabled me to do many, many, many new TV programs and create all kinds of new study guides. I mean, it's a big, big effort. I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful that in January and February, Denise and I got to travel throughout the United States and see a lot of you.
Mm-hmm.
Denise, we love that, don't we?
I love that. Love going to different churches and conferences, and you walk up to us and you say, I'm in your home group, or I saw you on your television program, and oh, I just love seeing you.
But what we're doing right now with you is what we do on Thanksgiving Day before we eat. Before we take one bite of food, we sit around the table in our home, and everybody goes around the room, and we take time to say what we are thankful for, and we don't get in a hurry. The food is going to be there. The food will wait. But since it is Thanksgiving, we always make it a day when we stop to say thank you and we get specific about what we're thankful for. You know what? It's really easy for you to come up with a list of things you don't like, a list of things that you're not happy about, a list of things that you wish could be different, and everybody has that list as well. But it's very good for us to be intentional about what we're thankful for. It's good. And the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 13 that we're to bring to God a gift of thanks, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. And so that's what we're doing here today in this first program this week. And I want you to start thinking about what you're thankful for. And every day when you wake up this week, say, all right, this is a week of Thanksgiving, and begin to thank God. And do you know that when you begin to thank God, it changes the atmosphere? It literally charges the atmosphere with the presence of God. The presence of God thrives where there is thankfulness. You will literally bring the presence of God right into your life. And don't just do it every day this week, but when you meet with your friends and your family or whoever you meet with for Thanksgiving meal, before you start to eat, just take a moment to go around the table. It might just be a moment, but it's important. Maybe you want to elaborate and take your time like we do in our family, but go around the table and say, all right, what are you thankful for? Okay, what are you thankful for? Okay, you're next. What are you thankful for? And you will be amazed at what you hear come out of people's mouths.
Especially the little ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
Very.
But anyway, today is the first day of a week of Thanksgiving. And when we come back tomorrow, we're going to pick up right here and we're going to get real specific about different categories that we're thankful for. And we don't want you to miss tomorrow's program because it's really going to be wonderful. And it's going to be me and Denise, Paul and Joel every day this week. And we're going to be sharing. And please guess, how big is that turkey? We want to hear from you. How big do you think the turkey is? But hey, we'll be back in just a moment, and we're going to pray for you.
How did you meet Denise, my mama?
Well, that story is very interesting because I didn't really first meet her, I heard her. I'd gone to the university, and I had discovered that there was a small fellowship of students that were filled with the Spirit, and they moved in the gifts of the Spirit, and that's where I wanted to be. So I came into one of those services one Sunday afternoon, and I was seated toward the front, and all of a sudden, from the back of the room, someone began to sing a prophecy. And I remember thinking, who is that voice? Because it was so magnificent. And I turned to see the voice that was singing, and that is the first time I ever saw your mother. And I actually met her much later, but my first encounter with your mother was when she was singing a prophetic word in our little fellowship at our university church.
This week, you can order all Renner products for 25% off. Take advantage of our cyber sale and stock up on powerful teaching resources this holiday season. It's the perfect time to invest in your spiritual growth or bless someone you love. Do you really know the Christmas story? You can order Rick Renner's book, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, which reveals the facts of Jesus's birth as you've never heard them before. Using scripture and documented historical writings, Rick dives deeper into the angel's message to Mary, the dreams God gave to Joseph, Christ's early years fleeing from Herod with his parents, the reason God came to the earth clothed in human flesh. You can also order three unique Christmas puzzles for just $20 each. Make the Christmas story come to life in your home, one piece at a time. Additionally, this week, we are offering you Rick's new book, the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter. Don't miss this limited time offer. All Renner products are 25% off, including Rick's books, Christmas, The Rest of the Story, and the Renner Interpretive Version of 1st and 2nd Peter, plus three Christmas The Rest of the Story puzzles for $20 each. Call the number on your screen now or go online to renner.org to order at a special holiday discount. Call or go online now.
Well, we want to say thank you for being with us for this first program in a week of Thanksgiving. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Joel. And thank you for being with us. And I want to tell you that right now, we're offering an amazing 25% discount on everything in our store. And we want you to go there, and we want you to order everything you want for a whopping 25% discount. We just do this once a year. And right now, we're doing it for you as our way of saying thank you for being a partner and thank you for being a viewer. So please go online and see everything that is there for 25% off and place your order. And if you need prayer, please reach out to us. Denise, we're really people of prayer.
We are people of prayer. And I want to say, if you're our partner, thank you so much.
Oh, we're so grateful.
Oh, you're amazing. God's doing amazing things with your prayers and with your gifts and offerings that you sow into this ministry. Thank you so much.
But we want to pray for you right now. So put your hand on your heart. Let's all join hands. Father, Denise and I, with Paul and Joel, we pray for every single person that is with us. We thank you. It is a privilege that you allow us to come into their space. Lord, you say that where two or three of you are gathered together, you're there in the midst of them. We're here, they're with us, and Jesus, you're in the middle.
Amen.
And Lord, I ask you to minister to our friend. I ask you to do exactly what needs to be done. If they're sick, I ask you to make them well. If their emotions have been broken, I ask you to make them whole. If they need a financial breakthrough, I ask you to give them what they need. If they have a relationship that needs to be mended, please restore it. We thank you for this in Jesus' name, and we are just thankful.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, we'll see you in the next episode tomorrow, but please remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says,
Where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.
This program was made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.